Stock brings home the pitch, and it's a chopper up the third baseline. It's going to be a tough play. Barehanded by Bichette. Throws to first, late. One hopped it over there. Pratt hustling out of the box, of course.
We are joined by the host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly and all the other Brewers shows. He is Dom Catronio. Dom, so good to see you. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, it's good to get ready to get back home here this weekend.
Yeah, it is. So that play there, Pratt hits a little dribbler to third base. I've never seen somebody run so hard to first base. I mean, there was no doubt he was sprinting down to first base, was there?
I think everything got a little overblown from the reaction to Tuesday night of him getting benched in the middle of the game. I said this in post-game yesterday. There was a lot more coaching that happens than you realize at the major league level. And I think when it makes it into fair territory, as I said, when it makes it out onto the field to be pulled in the middle of the game, it's trying to send a message, right? And I think this is a culmination of things. And quite frankly, Cooper got the message. And that's all you can ask for from a 22-year-old. To see him get two infield hits yesterday is poetic justice, right? And then the way that the Brewers played yesterday is exactly how they're supposed to play. Hair on fire, opportunistic, and let the pitching carry you the rest of the way.
Redemption. Okay, how was May doing after he was hit by the first pitch that he did?
Yeah, exactly. The first pitch of the game, 106 miles an hour, came right back at him. Hit him in kind of the scap area, right on the rotator cuff, shoulder blade area. He's fine. According to Adam McAlvey, he's actually going out to play catch right now. What it means for the rotation remains to be seen, because Robert Gasser probably was going to start on Sunday against the Texas Rangers. Maybe that now just slides to be Dustin May, and then you rearrange things, and maybe you keep Gasser in May's spot moving forward, which would be Tuesday against the Cubs. It all depends on how catch play goes and make sure that the swelling doesn't get any worse and that there's nothing underlying there that wasn't caught in yesterday's x-ray.
Wow, I thought he was at least going to have a bruised rib or something. I would be a hurt
scary.
Pup. I'd
yeah.
be gone.
That was scary for sure. Hey, Dom, when you think about the lead on the Cubs, at what point do we begin to say, okay, we feel comfortable? Is it not until after all those games against the Cubs? Is that kind of the next big hurdle?
Exactly. I think you're not comfortable until you know what the season series lies at and when you know what that tiebreaker is, right? Because that changes everything. It kind of feels a little similar to last year. Remember, the Brewers went to Chicago for the last time facing the Cubs for that weird five-game set with a makeup date in there. And they left there still in front in good control, but, you know, without the tiebreaker. So there's a little bit of like, ooh, what are you going to do? Quite frankly, all the Brewers got to do is go 4-3. I mean, they could probably survive going 3-4 against Chicago in that seven-game set. So they would only lose one game once that comes around the corner, because now time's on your side. We're exactly 1 month away from the end of the regular season. So as long as you avoid a 2-5 and a 1-6, you're not quite fully comfortable, but you're certainly in very good shape as long as you stay right in the middle of the pack there against Chicago.
Well, we're feeling really good about October bound. What about the Miz? Does that make us feel a little bit better for tonight as well?
Yeah, Miz goes tonight, and I think that the way the Brewers are looking at limiting his innings while also getting him back on a regular schedule, because as we said, the calendar is winding down. If you do the math, he's probably only got five more starts of the regular season after tonight, and maybe even less than that if the Brewers want to really make sure he's fresh and ready to go into October. And a reminder, when you come to October, you're not normally pitching on that full extra six-man rotation day of rest. So that's a priority right now for the Brewers, to get him closer to a five-day and maybe eventually a four-day schedule. I do not anticipate the Brewers using Miz in short rest in any capacity in the postseason. I'd be shocked if they did like a game one, game four situation and a DS, but maybe he would do a game two, a game five situation. I don't know, but let context play that out. I think for Miz, continue to build on what I thought last week was arguably one of the best starts of his career, despite sitting 99 to 100 miles an hour. We're all enamored with the velocity. It's not going to last forever. So the sooner that he gets understanding of the cutter and the slider and the curveball is the sooner he's going to reach another level that the Brewers know he can still attain.
Is he going to win the Cy Young?
I think he's the, you know, hands down favorite right now. I'd be absolutely shocked if he didn't win it, because Phillies fans will point out the innings, but I say, look, they've purposely limited his innings. He's a second-year player, And yet his innings are the best innings. He is the most dominant starting pitcher in the sport. And there is not a single number that does not agree with that statement.
Dom Cotroneo, the smartest Brewers guy you're going to find. Brewers Extra Inning, Brewers Weekly. Dom, thanks. We always appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.